highlight of the end of term would be a drafts competition where some of us would take draft boards and drafts in, and then everybody would play everybody throughout the days. And Norm and I would do one big chart to record all the results on. The 11 plus exam was taken down in Leek, and it was everybody's turn. They had to go on the school bus to take the 11 plus at what is now the Leek High School off Springfield Road. The second teacher of the infants was Frieda Warrington, as was then, went on to be married and be called Frieda Fernioff. And I do remember one day when we were walking home past the village hall, Frieda came along peddling away, and I picked a foxglove which grew quite long, some of them do, and I got this long foxglove, waved it at Frieda, who fell off a bike. Well, she left the bike in the middle of the road and run me down what we call back lane, and I got as far as the dip in the bottom where the lane goes over the brook, and she finally caught me, and she held me with one hand and hit me with the other, and I've never forgotten it, and she's never forgotten it. And then when I got home and my dad found out, I think I got hit again. The snowballing activities at school were a great highlight, because we could keep the girls trapped in the toilets by pelting them with snow, and they couldn't come out. But one day when there was snow, I wasn't at Leek School. I think it was the note bus or something. I was down the village, and Norm and I had got the top windows open, so I proceeded to lob snowballs through the top window into the classroom. The kids were very, very excited about this, thought it was terrific, but Norman just wasn't as pleased as the children with the snowballing activity.